kickouts have created some opportunities, but a lot of misses. Bogdanović on the other end does exactly the opposite as he plants it right in the heart of the cylinder on another three for the Hawks. It is now a 15-1 run for Atlanta. So Milwaukee finds itself in trouble again. Here's Lillard driving inside. He misses up close. The fight for the rebound is won by Atlanta. Tipped by Bogdanović, and it goes right to Johnson. Johnson sends to the corner. Bay caught it and then hit the three, but the Bucks catch a major break because Bay had his back foot on the sideline out of bounds. It goes back to Milwaukee as Giannis checks back in for Connaughton. Bucks just have not looked in sync really on either side, but particularly of late on offense. Turning the ball over, had some open looks and just haven't been able to hit him. Just 13 of 36 as a group and 4 of 17 from distance. Lillard flings the pass right side, and now it goes over to Beasley. Somehow he gets his pass into Lopez, who gets it to go with a foul. And boy, the Bucks can count their lucky stars on that play. It looked like another turnover in the making. Instead, Lopez somehow holds on to it, and the ball hangs on the rim and drops for him. He's got a chance at a three-point play after he was fouled by Jalen Johnson, who now has what is his third foul. Check that. That's his second foul for Jalen. So Atlanta has outscored the Bucks 15-6 over the last 2:50 of this one. After the Bucks were right back to within eye shot, all of a sudden Atlanta takes off again. Free throw is good from Lopez. And for Brook, he now sits with a team-high 8 points. 7 points for Giannis, 7 for Beasley. Still no points for Lillard, who's had a rough go tonight. No points and 5 turnovers in his 11 minutes. Here's a pass down low on the other side. They kick it out right corner. 3. Wide open. Jalen Johnson rattles home the 3-pointer. Another wide open look, and the Hawks not missing on a lot of those all of a sudden. 51-36. Hawks matching their largest lead of 15 again. Malik Beasley at the free throw line, trying to send down low. There was no one home, and then tried to get it down underneath to Lopez. It was deflected out of bounds off of Brooks. So, again, just the continuity does not appear to be there for Milwaukee, who have been giving it away with regularity. Johnson's going to return the favor, though, on the other side as he passed to the corner, but right to Beasley, Beasley now, as he has it into the front court. Gives it to Crowder, now to Lopez, works it to the right side, open three on the way. Lillard couldn't hit, though. Rebound knocked out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Giannis, and Bucks are arguing that it was touched last by DeAndre Hunter, and now we're going to have a conference. I think they may overturn this. Yeah, they will. Coming over from the backside, Trey Maddox said he had a better angle at it. He talks with Bill Kennedy, and they will reverse the call. So Bucks will have the basketball, but right now they trail by 15 and looking for answers.
And that last miss by Dame, too, by his standards, wide open. So yeah, the Bucks just not hitting open looks.
Inbound pass. There's another turnover. Trying to get it to Giannis, and if that is Lillard's turnover, it's his sixth. Atlanta the other way. Three-pointer from Hunter. That missed. Rebound to Lillard. Lillard's going the other way for the Bucks. Passes ahead to Giannis. Going to crab step his way all the way to the rack and plunge it through with a right hand. Giannis doing Giannis stuff. Murray the other way. He takes advantage on the other side. Catches the Bucks on their heels as he navigates down the baseline and scores in transition. Running out of time, Lillard had to get it in. He had to put it over Murray, who was in his way. Does get it up to the midcourt stripe where Crowder catches it. 53-38. Hawks out in front by 15 points. Giannis spinning in on Johnson. Swivels with the ball before he passes back out to Lillard. Lillard straight away draws two defenders, passes to the corner. Catch and shoot three on the way for Crowder. He missed it. Rebound gobbled up, though, by Lopez, who puts it right back up and in off the glass. So Brooks having himself a good first half, and it's a good thing because Milwaukee needs all hands on deck now, trailing by 13, 53-40 with 3:43 to go in the second quarter. Murray pulls up, mid-range jumper, yes sir, 18-footer from straight on, rattles through, and the Hawks continuing to score with relative impunity here of late. Giannis on the dribble handoff from Lillard, takes it down the lane, long strides down the lane, lays it in through a crowd, and Giannis trying to eat down low as he gets another one to go. Atlantic working quickly the other direction. Here's Jalen Johnson, puts up a contested shot over Giannis, up and good from 6 feet left side of the lane. The Hawks this quarter, after starting 0 of 5, have now connected on 6 of their last 16. Or check that, 11 of their last 16. And And now shooting 52% for the quarter. Lopez has it in the corner with six to shoot. He's got Johnson on him. Going to have to put up a tough fadeaway jumper, and it misses everything. He's saying he got fouled. Officials saying otherwise. Murray's got it the other way. 57-42. Atlanta all over the Bucks here in this first half. Murray puts up a runner short, but he was fouled. So mention the fact that Atlanta is inflicting some real damage on really both ends of the floor. They've kind of dominated this game with exception to that one stretch. Milwaukee has just not looked in sync. DeJounte Murray will step to the line. He has gotten off to a slow start through the first two games with shooting just 36% and missed all six of his three-pointers in the previous two games. But here tonight, he has started to find himself as he knocks down the first free throw. He's got 9 points on 4 of 6 shooting. They go with 4 assists, and his second free throw is good. So the Hawks have stretched the lead to 17 now. Largest advantage of the game for Atlanta. Giannis on the handoff to Lillard. Lillard puts up a contested three from the side. No good, but the rebound to Giannis. Leans into his man, then puts the shot up. No good, but he was fouled. So Dame mentioned to me, even though he had 39 points in the last game, he felt rusty. It was hard to believe. You watch him tonight, you say, yeah, I could see a little rust out there. He's now missed all six of his shots. Still no points on the board for Lillard to go with the, we mentioned, the turnover situation. Actually, they've only got him his last sheet for 4. Is he at 6 officially here? I'm going to have to look and see on here. The Lillard sitting with, 6 officially now. So he had 2 since then. So that is accurate. First of 2 free throws is up and good for Giannis. Sadiq Bey just checked in for the Hawks. For Milwaukee, they will go with Giannis at the line, working with Cam Payne, Brooke Lopez, Damian Lillard, and Malik Beasley as the second free throw is up and no good. Missed it short. Rebound picked up off the deck by Capella, 59-43. Giannis with 12 points. He's 4 of 6 from the line now, 4 of 7 from the floor. He's also got 2 rebounds, or make it 6 rebounds. Here's a three-pointer that misses off the back iron from the left side as DeJounte Murray couldn't find Pater. Bucks go the other way. Payne's into the front court, directing traffic. Passes near wing left to Giannis. Giannis works on Capella, has the ball poked away by DeAndre Hunter, picked up by Murray, feeds it ahead. Giannis getting back on defense is going to foul Sadiq Bey, challenging on the shot. So Bey will go to the line, and that was a good head fake from the former Detroit Piston, who will step to the line for 2. Sadiq Bey brought in to add to Atlanta's three-point attack. They were last in attempt rate a season ago from three-point range. Well, Sadiq Bey has been known to be a volume three-point shooter as his 211 three-point makes 2 years ago set the Pistons' single-season record, breaking Allen Houston's previous record. Makes the first, misses the second. 60-43, Bucks in a 17-point hole inside of 2 minutes to go now in our second quarter. Giannis crossing over, going back and forth through defenders. Now works it to the near wing left. Lopez got a look at a three but couldn't hit it. Trying to save it from going out of bounds. Nice job by Beasley. I think he bounced off of one of the Hawk players. Right now, neither official, none of the threes, has an eye on it. They're going to call it jump ball. How about that?
Yeah, I couldn't tell because Giannis was there too, that it almost looked like he may have inadvertently thrown it off of Giannis.
You don't see all three officials admit that they just didn't have a line on it very often, but that was the case. And so it will be a jump ball at center court. Good hustle play, though, for Beasley to give his team a shot at this, though. It's Lopez and Capella. Ball's up, and on his way down, Lopez tips it back to Giannis, so the Bucks will get the basketball. Going right to left. Beasley dribbles inside, kicks it out to Lopez. Lopez just inside the free throw line, puts up a running floater, and it misses short. So the Hawks come away with the basketball, getting the stop, leading 60-43 with a 1:20 to go in the second quarter. Trae Young zips the pass near wing right to Hunter. Hunter, a little hesitation, now takes it into a trio of defenders, and they're going to turn it over, trying to save it from going out of bounds on the far side. Bay saved it, but right back into the Bucks. Now Giannis moves it into the front court across some tough defense, gets it to Beasley. Beasley uncorks a three, but missed another. Milwaukee just can't hit shots. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's the biggest undoing. They are 3 of 21 from three-point range, and they've had some good looks. Here's a lob pass down low to Capella. He couldn't finish it, but gets the ball back anyway, and then lays it right back up and in. So the lead is 19.
If this holds, we're 45 seconds away from just the 11th time in Damian Lillard's 12-year career he will have been scoreless in a half.
Pretty remarkable. He's going to try to do something about that. He may have heard you. Going to fire up a three, but that's partially blocked by Murray. So Atlanta goes the other way. Three-pointer on the way, and Trae Young drills the bomb from straight on, and boy, Atlanta's pouring it on now. Long outlet feed ahead to Giannis. Giannis goes right at Capella, draws the whistle on the foul. 4 points, 4 seconds separate in game clock from shot clock, but this has turned into a bludgeoning at the hands of the Atlanta Hawks, a Bucks team that just has not I mean, look, this is a make-miss league, especially when you are designed with shooters around Giannis, as this team undoubtedly is. To go 3 of 22 from three-point range is going to make for a long night any way you cut it.
Make or miss league, but when you're not making shots, you can't give the opponent even more advantages with the turnovers that the Bucks have had tonight. That may be the biggest issue aside from the open shots that they're missing. The turnovers have been a bigger problem.
Atlanta's scored 12 points off of 9 first-half turnovers for the Bucks. Giannis makes another free throw, though. In this second quarter, Milwaukee has shot just 6 of 21 from the floor. They are just 34% as a team. In spite of those turnovers, Justin, you hit a couple more of those threes, even just 3 of them. It's a decidedly different game. But bottom line, it's a bad combination as Giannis hits the second free throw. So there's a silver lining in this one. He's now 6 of 8 from 3 with 14 first-half points, but not nearly enough for the Bucks, who down trail by 20. Game clock and shot clock separate by about a second and a half, they're going to say now. They move that clock around a bit. Beasley trying to stay with Young. Young gets inside of him, swivels before he sends out top to Murray. Murray fires from three and drills it. 68-45. Atlanta is running roughshod now. In this quarter, the Hawks, after starting 0 of 5, have absolutely ignited as Lillard's going to feed to Giannis late on the clock. He'll glide down the lane and lay it in with the right hand. So Giannis gives the Bucks some late points. They didn't start the clock until well after Trae Young had that inbound pass. He launches up a half-court heave. It misses. And Atlanta's going to take what is a 21-point lead into the locker room. The Hawks started 0 of 5, but from that point in the quarter, they went 14 of 22 the rest of the way, scoring 43 second-quarter points. Good night. Bucks trying to turn it around. When we come back, Justin Garcia has you on the other side of this timeout. It is halftime here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
majors you're looking for, and an exceptional campus life. Getting students ready to change the world since 1881, Concordia University is a faith-filled, tight-knit college community that is all in to help you reach your uncommon potential. Visit cuw.edu to learn more. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Host an unforgettable outing at a Milwaukee Bucks game. Groups of 10 or more can score ticket savings, block seating, and take part in special activities. Start planning now at bucks.com/groups.
We've reached halftime at South Fiserv Forum, and not the news the Bucks fans were hoping for. It's been all Atlanta Hawks, 68-47. A scoreless first half from Damian Lillard, and the Bucks do have 16 from Giannis, but turnovers and cold shooting, the story of this first half for the Bucks. More on that in a moment, but we're joined now by Senior Vice President of Bucks Ventures, Michael Bellotta. Always good to catch up with you, and taking the first half out of things, exciting times for everybody in this franchise right now with the addition of Damian Lillard and just how much of a whirlwind that created the weekend that he arrived and everything since. But the carryover that we've seen, not only with ticket sales and interest in this team, but with merchandise and especially the team pro shop here in the arena.
Yeah, it's been a great couple week one run between getting Dame and then Giannis extending. But, you know, right with Dame, we had over 2,000 jerseys sold just in the first couple days. And immediately got with our retail team, how can we get more jerseys and more jerseys, turn the blanks that we have that we planned for the season to just fill in with, yes, with a variety of players. They all immediately became Lillard, get Nike on the phone, get as many as we can. And we've had, believe it or not, our online sales, for example, are 70% up. Compared to the same time year over year. So a lot of excitement, but it's not all just Dame. Everybody, I think, is really excited about Bucks basketball, and you see it grow across all channels.
Yeah, and I saw the story, too, on creating those jerseys and just individually printing them and basically handing them to the customer immediately. Here you go. Here's your jersey.
That's pretty much what it was. And, you know, we were looking at, obviously, our association, our icon, our statement, and checking inventory and seeing how we could beg, borrow, and steal to get as many as we could. And it's just been a really fun week, or a couple weeks. It's something that, you know, you really always hope for and enjoy getting to work for a sports team, to have that short amount of time and figure out a quick plan.
It certainly helps to add Damian Lillard. It helps even more to see Giannis sign an extension a couple of weeks later. But the success that this team has had for basically the last decade is a big part of that. And I think you and I have talked about this before, too. But, you know, I know when the new ownership group took place, that was one of their big things, too. We want this to be a statewide team. And when you leave Milwaukee, I see more Bucks interest in apparel now than ever before.
It's amazing. And, you know, one stat that we're all really quite proud of is we last year finished in the top five in overall merchandise sales in the NBA. And that's remarkable when you compare just some of the markets that we're going up against. In New York and Miami and L.A., and that we're finishing ahead of them. Granted, Giannis is a global superstar, and I don't know now that there probably aren't many teams that have two players in the top 10 in jersey sales in the league, so that's a big shot in the arm. But even pre-Dame, you know, I think we punched well above our weight, and I think we've got great brand, great colors, and a great product on the floor, and you add all that up, and yeah, you see a lot of Bucks merchandise all over the country.
Busy time for everybody in the organization now with the season beginning, and especially in the retail shops with the Damian Lillard jerseys flying off the shelf. Michael Bellotta, the Senior Vice President of Bucks Ventures, always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
All Hawks so far, 68-47 our score. More after this. Bucks basketball brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars, workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Delivered right to your inbox.
68-47 is our halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. I'm Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks radio network. And for just the 11th time in his now 12-year career, Damian Lillard held scoreless in a half. The last time Damian Lillard played a half without scoring was in 2021, November 5th, 2021, against the Indiana Pacers. In 19 minutes, Dame did not score in the second half there. And here tonight for Dame, no points through these the first 17 minutes that he's played tonight. 0 of 7 from the floor, 0 of 4 on his three-point attempts. He does have 4 rebounds and 3 assists. But aside from the scoreless half, the other issue for Dame has been turnovers, 6 of them. Bucks as a team have 9 turnovers in this first half. The Hawks have turned those into 12 points. But Damian Lillard with 6 of the Bucks' 9 turnovers. 16 points from Giannis, 10 from Brook Lopez. That's been the good offensively. But aside from that, not much to pull from as it has been all Atlanta Hawks. 68-47, our halftime score inside of Fiserv Forum. We'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard and get you set for the second half after this. Bucks basketball brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Halftime score here. It is the Hawks up on the Bucks. Taking a look at the NBA scoreboard tonight, 5 other games taking place. One has gone final. The Nuggets blow out the Thunder, 128-95, the final score there. Other 2 games are either at the half or approaching halftime thus far. That's between the Warriors and Rockets and the Sixers and Trailblazers. Again, 21-point deficit for the Bucks to get out of in this one, 68-47, our halftime score. We'll be back with the second half after this. Bucks basketball brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Woo!
is the first ever NBA in-season tournament. All 30 teams going for one brand new trophy.
The stakes are the highest.
Only 8 teams advance from the group stages. Then it's down to single elimination.
It's win or go home.
The last 4 standing will battle it out in Las Vegas, baby. They're going to go all in on the hardwood for season-long bragging rights and the first ever NBA Cup. Hope everyone's feeling lucky. The NBA in-season tournament begins November 3rd on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
All right, back with you once again here at Fiserv Forum. Dave Kane, Justin Garcia getting set to start the second half, hoping for a reprieve from that first half that saw the Bucks fall behind by 21 points. And we've gone through some of the numbers here. And let's give you one more time to take a look at your Pella Windows and Doors rebounding. Who's hitting the glass? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They can help lower your energy costs. No interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. So as we look at that rebounding, we were curious to see where this thing would go. The potential for second chance points, really both ways. The Bucks really did a good job of this in the first game, but tonight we were worried about Clint Capella and what he brings on that offensive glass. So far, the Bucks have been out-rebounded to the tune of 28-24 overall, but they have 7-6 advantage on the offensive boards. That's a little bit misleading, though, given the fact that the Bucks have had considerably more opportunities to get offensive rebounds, shooting just 35% in that first half to 49% for the Hawks, who on second chance points have only been outscored 9-8 thus far. So one of the many areas we'll be watching, but Justin, to me, it starts with your shooting, and you better take better care of the basketball. Two things I know Dame Lillard is really hoping to do because he had a tough half in both categories.
Yeah, and look, you made the point, and I get that too. If you even hit three of those shots, you know, right now, it's a 12-point game instead of a 21-point deficit. But you just have to take care of the basketball. So it starts there. And look, I think we've seen enough through their career to know Damian Lillard and Malik Beasley don't stay cold forever.
Well, the Hawks very much aware of that. The problem is it wasn't exactly a hot shooting half for Trae Young, who was just 2 of 9. And speaking of turnovers on the first possession of the second half, Atlanta's going to turn it over. Murray was trying to sling it to the right side, was knocked off of his teammate, so the Bucks are going to have it. Here are the lineups for the both teams to start this second half. Same five that started the first half for both. Lillard, Beasley, Lopez, Giannis, and Crowder for the Bucks. Hunter, Johnson, Capella, Murray, and Young for Atlanta. Jalen Johnson gets his hand on an entry pass intended for Giannis and tips it out, but the Bucks will have it with 14 to shoot wearing their home white uniforms here tonight, the Association Edition, as the Bucks spelled out in green across the front. Atlanta in the traveling red and gold with white numbers. Here's Giannis. Dribble drive around the defense of Johnson all the way to the cup. Lays it high off the window and good with left hand extended. 68-51. Make it 68-49 with that make. 11:23 remaining here, just underway in the second half. Trae Young puts up a runner. That's altered nicely by Lopez, but the rebound tipped out to Jalen Johnson, and he misses an open three. Way too strong. So the Bucks catch a break there. Milwaukee going the other way. Giannis spins, passes, right wing, three on the way. Crowder can't hit, and the beat goes on for a Bucks team that has gone 3 of 23 from long range tonight. Here's Murray. Around a screen, loses the basketball. It's on the deck. It's going to roll out of bounds. It went off of Giannis, it appears.
It's another very good look that just didn't drop.
Both sides, of course, we saw it moments before that. Jalen Johnson missed a wide open three as well. So turnabout's fair play. Here comes Atlanta after the stoppage. They get it over to Hunter. Hunter's on the near side. Going to pass out top. That was an easy pass to pick off for Malik Beasley. He's going the other direction for Milwaukee. Goes right into Trae Young and lays it off the window and good as Young was very close to potentially falling victim to that new flopping
I was
going to
say.
Haven't seen that called yet in any of our games, but Young has got it the other way. You can get a free throw now if you're called for flopping. They didn't call the foul, but they didn't call that technical either against Trae Young. Jalen Johnson drives in. He puts up the shot. No good, and he gets called for an offensive foul as he was trying to bull rush right over Malik Beasley. Once again, Beasley has acquitted himself fairly well tonight defensively as he did on opening night against Philadelphia. And he's had two very difficult assignments dealing with both Murray and Young tonight and then also Tyrese Maxey on Thursday night. Sadiq Bey is going to come in to replace Jalen Johnson, who got called for a charge there. So Johnson now sitting with the three fouls, and here's a turnover. Lillard just picked up his seventh giveaway as he's trying to get it to Lopez, easily taken away by Hunter. Something is just clearly not right in the exchange. Actually, I beg your pardon, that was Beasley. I thought that was Lillard. That was actually Beasley that turned it over there. But the result's all the same. Lillard's going to take the pass on the left wing. A little pick and roll with Brook Lopez. He didn't roll open, though, so Lillard holds on to the dribble on the right side. Bounce pass to Giannis. Giannis gets called for a travel. Took an extra step before he made his move. And again, that's just a perfect indicator of indecision and not quite feeling fluid in this new system. Seen a number of those types of plays, but the turnovers continue to be a problem for the Bucks in the second half. Here's a three-pointer. DeAndre Hunter makes him pay as he sticks the right wing three. And Hunter has now scored 8 points in this one. 2 of 3 from distance. Lillard going to send it to the corner on the other end. They work it around the horn over to the left wing. Open three from Brook Lopez. He misses it short. 3 of 24 now for the Bucks from long range. Here comes Atlanta the other way. They lead 73-51. And a pull-up jumper is good for Hunter. And Griff's going to have to use another timeout. Back to the drawing board. It is up to a 24-point lead for the Hawks. Their largest lead of the night. 9:11 to play here in the third quarter. Bucks searching for answers. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Hello and welcome to the Pick and Save Show. At Pick and Save, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Pick and Save app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Pick and Save. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Also brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Bucks looking for any kind of boost they can get, by the way, right now. Trailing 75-51. If you're just joining us, Milwaukee has not led at any point. Cut an earlier 19-point deficit down to one in the first half, only to see the lead balloon right back up again. And right now, its largest deficit of the night of 24 points. The Hawks all over the Bucks with 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Dame Lillard, his first scoreless half. Only his 11th of his career, but first since 2021. Here's a pass. Giannis, he still has not scored yet either. Beasley catches it at the top of the arc, and he finally uncorks a three that takes the seal off as he hits only the fourth three-pointer of the night for the Bucks on 25 tries. So Michelob Ultra three for Malik Beasley. And the Bucks climb back to within 21. Atlanta with it on the other end. DeAndre Hunter passes it off to Capella. Capella on the give to Bay. Bay pulls up and hits from 18. Tough shot there for Sadiq Bay. Sadiq Bay, 8 three-pointers, then a career-high 34 points against the Bucks when he was with the Pistons 2 years ago. He can fill it up. Here's Crowder. Dumps it right of the lane to Giannis. Feeds to the cutting Crowder. Crowder had two big men in front of him, so he'll kick it out. Three-pointer from Brook Lopez, who zeroes in from the left wing. So for Brook, his second three ball of the night. The Bucks get back-to-back threes. They have crept to 20 points. Now can they get a stop? Here's DeJounte Murray. Weaving back and forth around a screen from Capella. Has two defenders on him. Now he passes inside. Capella was all by himself again. Fourth time tonight. He's had an easy two-hand dunk.
Yeah, Brook was caught on the baseline, and you had Jay Crowder helping out, but that double team created a wide-open look for Capella.
Here's Lillard. Step back three on the way. No good. Missed it short. Dame is now 0 of 8 from the floor, 0 of 5 from 3. Here comes Trae Young the other way. Around the Capella screen. Put the shot up. Got it to go. Bounces off the front iron and good. So Atlanta continuing to score just about every trip. Trae Young with just his third make of the night. He's only 3 of 10, and they're still doing what they're doing. Giannis goes bowling into his man, and he's going to get called for a charge here. They're just having a hard time getting into their offense. Missing some shots when they do. That doesn't help. But it just feels like the flow is not there.
And on that, so that's going to be another turnover. And on that, I think Hunter really sold it, but he gave Giannis a clear path to the basket that if Giannis looks at that tape, there was a better way to attack.
Well, Giannis lowers the shoulder.
Yeah,
that's going to hurt you every time.
He just spins on the baseline. He's wide open.
So here comes Murray around the screen from Capella. Pulls up from 16. Shot bounces back iron and misses the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. I'll say last touch by Sadiq Bey. So first time in the last 5 trips that the Hawks have missed and come away empty-handed. They lead 81-57 all over Milwaukee tonight with 6:49 to go in the third. Bucks, can they make some semblance of, can they get any semblance of momentum as Giannis draws the foul, trying to dribble through a couple defenders before this quarter comes to an end? I mean, again, this is the NBA. We have definitely seen stranger things happen, but it would be nice to see Milwaukee get a couple stops and couple it with some buckets on the other end. You get this thing to within 14 points going into the fourth, you got yourself a shot. Right now, they are a long ways from that, down 24. Giannis at the line. His first of two is good. This is, said it earlier, one of the silver linings. He's now 7 of 9 from the line tonight. Hawks were 12 of 31 shooting in this game. Since that time, they have connected on 20 of their last 30. And keep saying it. They've been scoring with impunity. Checking out of the game is Lopez. Pat Connaughton comes in to replace him. Pat's had a tough shooting night as well coming off the bench tonight. He's missed all five of his shots as Giannis hits the second free throw. Giannis with 20 points now, eight of them coming from the stripe. Hawks go the other way. 81-59, they've got the ball and the lead. Murray, defended by Beasley. Carried the basketball. No, got a reach-in foul going against Beasley. So that'll be the first foul against the Bucks here in this third quarter. This is it's tough enough, but as it is, but this is also the first of a back-to-back with Miami coming tomorrow.
I was going to say, when you gave that number, the magic number to get it to, the other thing to keep in mind is if you don't whittle away, at what point do you just plan for tomorrow?
Yep. Capella gets fouled hard by Beasley down low. And yeah, I suspect that might start to come into play the way this thing's going, unless Milwaukee can put a run on here with 6:26 to go in the third. Again, no Chris Middleton tonight. He played just 16 minutes in the regular season opener. And again, by everybody that'll talk about it, they say this is all part of the plan. Nothing has changed. Chris says he feels good. It's just a very cautious and slow return to play for him coming off of the right knee offseason surgery. As the second free throw is good for Capella. But he is expecting to go tomorrow. And they could use all the help they can get right now. Boy, Miami's had themselves a brutal start to the season with the schedule makers, haven't they? They had to go back-to-back against Boston and then Atlanta, and now they go to Milwaukee. Here comes Beasley trying to hand off at the last moment inside to Giannis with six to go on the shot clock. He thumps it down with a two-hand jam and leaves that rim shaken in his quake. 83-61, Bucks down by 22, that is. You're a long ways from two. Here comes the pass out top. Murray fires up a three. That misses short. Long rebound, though, goes right to DeAndre Hunter. He'll put up a rhythm three. Could not hit it. Now Connaughton's going to get called for the foul, trying to keep Capella from getting on the offensive boards. They'll say he shoved him in the back. So that'll be the first on Connaughton, and now three team fouls on the Bucks with 5:45 to go here in the third. It's been three quick ones against Milwaukee. BP comes in. Portis coming to replace Giannis. So the lineup for Milwaukee now goes Lillard, Connaughton, Portis, Crowder, and Beasley. Pass comes out top to Murray. Murray will give to Hunter. Hunter's on the right wing, off to Capella. Back out to Hunter. Hunter's, again, the top of the arc with a right-hand dribble. Gets right past Portis and lays it in with the right hand. He just blew right by him. Easy layup for DeAndre Hunter, who's got 12 points now on 5 of 9 shooting, including a couple three-pointers. Portis on the other end has it top of the arc. He's defended by Capella. Had it poked away. Hands the ball off. Beasley around a curl. Launches and connects again. You need guys like Beasley to start cooking now. He's got 3 three-pointers on 8 tries and is starting to get going here a little bit here of late. He's got 15 points now. 5:03 to go in the third. 85-64 Atlanta with a lead, but the Bucks just can't get stops. That's becoming their bigger problem now, and Sadiq Bey inside of Portis couldn't make the shot, of course, as he was altered. Bobby comes away with a rebound. He dribbles ahead in transition, going to send it to the corner, and the pass was a little offline, and Beasley, in trying to reach out for it, couldn't quite lasso it in and loses it on the baseline. So an opportunity at scoring ends up in a turnover instead. 13 turnovers now for the Bucks.
So nice job by Bobby holding his ground defensively, and then when he was pushing it, put the dribble in front of him to avoid the turnover, but I think that kind of prompted that lead pass being a little too much.
So here comes Atlanta the other direction with it. Hawks into the front court. Pass was behind Bogdanović. It was deflected, taken away by Lillard. Dame's going to attack inside, and Okongwu couldn't get the layup to go, and the rebound tipped high into the air. And they're going to say that went. He lost the ball out of bounds, Okongwu. I guess Buck's going to have the basketball, but again, Lillard just cannot buy a score. I mean, he is now 0 of 9. Here comes the inbound pass. Dame gets it into Beasley. Beasley fires up a three, and he hits another one. None too soon for Malik Beasley to get cooking here in this third quarter with his team now back to within 20. 85-67. Here's Bogdanović. Steps back, a head fake. He'll set it underneath. Bay Back out to Bogdanovich. Head fake takes it inside. Nice lob up top for Okongwu, who flushes it through on the other side of an alley-oop. So Milwaukee's starting to hit some shots this quarter, but the problem is they are really having a hard time getting stops. And that makes things very problematic when you're trying to come from behind. Beasley's got it at the top of the arc. Pick and roll to Portis. Now he feeds to the corner. Connaughton catch and shoot. Three-pointer misses strong. And the rebound there for Okongwu ahead to Bogdanovich. Atlanta going the other way. Pass ahead to Murray. Sidesteps one defender and lays it in with a finger roll with the right hand. The Hawks have now hit 15 of 27 here in this third quarter, and that is a problem. Lillard elevates and knocks down his first bucket of the night on the three-pointer from straight on.
Just got to get one. Like we saw with Malik Beasley, he's already got three this quarter, and we saw it Thursday for Dame. He can erupt. You just got to see that first one go through.
So Atlanta on the other end, into the front court. They work it out. 89-70, they've got the advantage. Bogdanovich lobs inside, trying to get it to Okongwu. Okongwu hands off last second to Bay, and Bay got fouled going up with it. It's amazing. Milwaukee down by 19 points. It was as large as 24, even though they've hit five of their 9 three-pointers, finally starting to hit some of those long shots. But the question is, too little, too late.
Remember MTV Rockin' Jock?
What year are we talking?
Early, mid-90s, where you would get celebrities and athletes playing basketball.
Okay,
and
yeah, because you're talking my wheelhouse at MTV back then.
Yeah, 25-point shot. So what can we do to get that?
Yes. Well, we could use a 25-pointer, and if anyone's capable of it, I got to think the guy wearing zero is for the Bucks.
It was from right around Dame range.
Yeah. Bay makes both free throws, and it is now back to a 21-point lead for the Hawks. Here's a pass down low. Portis catches it in a double team. He's now going to be picked up by Okongwu as Bay backs off. Works it out now to Lillard. Back to Bobby. Portis left of the lane. Now takes it into the lane. Puts up a runner and splashes it through with a foul. Bobby Portis got a chance at a three-point play. Bucks offense has come to life. But as I've said many times, the question is, can the defense follow suit? Still got time in this one, but we need a little more Dame time, dare I say, at Fiserv Forum. 91-72. Dame's got his first bucket. He's 1-10. They need more where that came from. Back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone
involved. In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's 91-72. 71-72. Hawks with the lead with 2:51 to play here in the third quarter. We're brought to you by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. Well, Milwaukee has not led at any point in this contest. It has been a far cry from what we saw Thursday night, where they led for a good chunk of that thing, only trailing late against Philadelphia. But in what was a fairly competitive game most of the way through from about the second middle point of the second quarter on. But tonight it's been all Atlanta. Bucks just trying to fight and claw to keep things respectable. And as we said, if they can get this thing, it's anywhere around 14 points maybe by the end of this quarter, you feel like, okay, you got a shot. Portis knocks down the free throw to cap the three-point play, but Cam Payne, who has been a bit of a foul magnet since he's been on the court in these first two games, picks up his fourth foul. And mention the fact he had 3 fouls in 9 minutes last time out. Well, tonight, Cam's got 4 fouls in 9 minutes. So it is going to be, unfortunately for the Bucks, their fifth team foul, too, and it sends Trae Young, an 89% free throw shooter, to the line. Young has been very quiet tonight, which conspicuous by his absence, you could say, with just the, to this point, 11 points after he makes the first free throw on 3 of 10 shooting, 1 of 5 from distance, but he's 4 of 4 from the free throw line, and here's a fifth as he'll hit it. So the Hawks back ahead by 20. It's one step forward, one step back, and that's not going to cut it for the Bucks if they want to cut into this deficit and have a shot. Payne being harassed outside. Hands the ball out to Portis, right back to Payne. Cam's got it on the left wing. Rifles out top to Crowder. Crowder looking to his right now, hunched over, dribbles with the right hand. Lobs down low, trying to get it into Connaughton. Connaughton was amongst some big players down there. Even if he catches that, it's going to be trouble, but it was tipped out of bounds, last touch by Sadiq Bey for the Hawks. So inbound pass coming from Payne on the near side of the baseline. Cam looking right now, feeds the cutting Crowder. Good recognition there as Crowder came alone and has an easy layup as Atlanta lost track of him. That was with that clock going down in his head. He knew he had to get that pass in. So it's back to a 18-point contest, 93-75. Hawks with the lead of the basketball going right to left. Bogdanović on the left wing sends out top. Young around the logo at midcourt over that Bucks decal as he goes to his right, being harassed by both Beauchamp and Crowder. Passes it away to Okongwu. Now he works it to the near side left. And there is Junior. That would be Adrian Junior. A.J. Griffin, coach's son, comes in for the first time and splashes the three-pointer home. Beauchamp on the other end goes into a crowd, passes it out to Connaughton. He'll work it over to Portis. Bobby sends out top, now to Crowder. They work it near wing right to Payne. Payne gets blocked and knocked down hard by Trae Young, as hard as you can be when the guy on the other side is almost 164 pounds, but looks like Payne was not ready for it. And he is woozy getting up. Good thing it was Trae and not Sadiq Bey. That would have been a different kind of feel. So Crowder's going to check out. Giannis is back in for the Bucks now. Giannis with 22 points in his 23 minutes to go with 7 rebounds. Fresh off of signing that 3-year extension, Antetokounmpo, through thick or thin, is with the Bucks here moving forward. And tonight it has been through thin. Here comes the inbound pass. Giannis will take the pass, gives to Connaughton. Connaughton around the Giannis screen, has the ball knocked away from behind and taken by Trae Young. Young's racing off the other way. Now he taps the brakes with a minute and a half to go in the third. Another turnover for the Bucks, who have now given it away 14 times, leading to 17 points now and counting. Bogdanović lobs up top as it was guided in by Okongwu up close, making 19 points off turnovers. We're not even through with the third quarter yet. Campaign top of the circle now. Hands to Giannis. Giannis will give to Beauchamp. Beauchamp on the right wing. Swivels, looking to get rid of it to Giannis. Giannis puts it on the floor, spins into the paint, attacks inside, now kicks out to Beauchamp. He'll fire away from three, and Marjan is on the scoreboard with his first three of the night. A Michelob Ultra three for the second year pro out of Washington, as it's Atlanta going the other way. 98-78, Hawks with a lead in the basketball. Trae Young gets fouled around midcourt by Beauchamp, and that's, or I should say by Portis, and that's not exactly the foul you want to commit in that spot. With the Bucks into the penalty, that's going to send a good free throw shooter back to the line, and he was long ways away from being in a reasonable position to score. They were trying to make it uncomfortable for him. That's that fine line, right? We talk about the shift under Adrian Griffin.
Not the guy that you want to foul, but just as we touched on with Marjan getting these minutes on Trae Young, it's good to change up the defense and get those reps here in the regular season, because that's three straight possessions where we've seen the Bucks trap at half court.
Trying to force some turnovers, make life uncomfortable, and you're going to commit some more fouls doing that, but you know, there's a fine line of how much is too much. First free throw was good for Young, and the second one's going to roll off. So for the first time tonight, he misses a free throw. Atlanta has shot 65%, though, this quarter. I mean, that's your biggest problem if you're Milwaukee right now. You just have not been able to get stops, and they've come away with turnovers. Portis turns around. He fades and fires but can't hit from 17. Rebound, though, taken away from Bogdanović by Connaughton, and then Connaughton will spin around and opportunistically flips that shot up and good. So Bucks get some points, and now with the shot clock and game clock separated by 2 seconds, Atlanta going the other way. 99-80, Hawks with a lead in the basketball. They have not trailed tonight. Young passes the ball away. He gets knocked to his keister before he peels himself up, gets the ball back. Now he's driving inside, lobs up top, and there's a dunk on the alley-oop to Okongwu with 5.9 seconds to go. Buck go quickly the other way. Payne into the front court. He lobs inside to Giannis. That's deflected away into the turnover. Three-quarter court shot from Young. Almost went down, but he missed it wide right. So the Bucks are going to have to take a 21-point deficit into the fourth quarter. Not the run they needed. Couldn't get stops. To the final 12 minutes we go at Fiserv Forum. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on salads.
9 to 13 ounce Taylor Farms chopped salads is $2.89. For 14 ounce Dole coleslaw, just $1.09.
I carumba, hot prices on salads.
Chopped salads $2.89, coleslaw $1.09.
Enjoy healthy eating on ready to eat salads and save big time money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Check out our huge selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling fans. They make a beautiful addition to any room while reducing energy costs year-round. Get the LED 52-inch Guilford indoor ceiling fan for $44.49 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, it was a dead heat in the third quarter, 33 points apiece. The other two quarters, not so much. Bucks trailing by 21 points going into the fourth quarter. Been a tough one here tonight. And let's highlight how we are in quarter four of 2023. People should be focused on insurance plans for next year. Network Health can help. For over 40 years, Network Health has been making health insurance affordable and understandable so you can make the most of your coverage. If you're looking for individual coverage, medical advantage plans, even coverage for your employees, visit NetworkHealth.com. That's NetworkHealth.com. Bucks with a basketball. In that third quarter, it was high shooting. Andre Jackson is in for the first time in the regular season, misses a three-pointer to start his regular season career with the Bucks. It sends out, though, on the offensive rebound to Connaughton, who drills the three from straight on. These teams was talking about going into this fourth quarter. Both shot incredibly well in the third quarter, 67% for the Bucks. The problem was the Hawks hit 63%, and the Bucks just weren't able to get stops to cut into the deficit. Can they change that here? Trae Young was trying to send a bounce pass down low to Okongwu, but it was a kick ball, and it'll stay with Atlanta out of bounds 40 seconds into the fourth quarter in a 101-83 game. So Milwaukee will come with Giannis, Portis, Jackson, Connaughton, and Beauchamp here in this fourth quarter. Trae Young's got it on the left wing around the Okongwu screen, draws the whistle, puts the shot up. It goes halfway down before it pops out again, and the Bucks avoid a potential three-point play from Trae Young, who has asserted himself better here in the second half. He's got 8 assists to go with his 13 points, only 3 of 11 shooting, but he affects the game in other ways. Last two straight seasons, Trae Young has led the NBA in total assists. But he has been cold shooting. And now his first three games, he had been 8 of 35 in his first two games.